Well, the 96th Indiana FFA State Convention wrapped up here not too long ago, and one particular student who just finished her term as Indiana FFA treasurer has a very busy summer yet ahead of her. In fact, she will be trading in her FFA corduroy jacket for a crown and sash. Joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Caitlin Baker, and now she is your Miss Switzerland County for 2025. First of all, Caitlin, when you were announced the Fair Queen at the Miss Switzerland County Fair Queen pageant just not too long ago, what went through your mind when you were announced as this year's Fair Queen for Switzerland County?
Well, at first I was like, oh my gosh, one title gone, another one starting, because we just got done with state convention. And obviously I was exhausted. And I actually told my mom the day before the contest, I was like, I don't know if I can do it. I'm just mentally exhausted. I don't know if I can get up and speak anymore. I'm just so overwhelmed with all the memorization and the being on and talking to a bunch of people during convention. And she was like, well, you might as well just give it a try. So when I was announced queen, I was like, well, this past year surely did pay off, because this year really did prep me for honestly anything in the future. My interview skills have grown tremendously. My public speaking has also skyrocketed, and all this year of prep has really paid off. And I'm just so grateful that the ag industry and my FFA jacket led me to this moment, and that I can be an ambassador for now my county 4-H program as well. So FFA and 4-H go hand in hand. So being an ambassador for both is so surreal and an awesome experience that I get to do.
I imagine a lot of coffee, a lot of Red Bulls over the next several days.
Yes. That's honestly the best way I want to spend my summer, though. I never have been a sit at home and do nothing. I always had a job during the summer, whether that was working on the farm or working for a store or whatever that may be. So I think I would probably go crazy if I didn't have something to do this summer. So being down at the fair the whole week, handing out ribbons, encouraging 4-H members to keep pushing and keep working towards what their goals are. Most of my county fair 4-H members are also FFA members. So being able to go back and talk to them and inspire them to keep pursuing those dreams and keep pushing through, it may be exhausting for me, but in the long run, it's going to be better for the people I'm surrounded by.
Chatting with Caitlin Baker here on Hoosier Ag Today, who was Indiana FFA State Treasurer. Now you're Miss Switzerland County 2025. When it comes to the Switzerland County Fair, what are you looking forward to most throughout that week?
So our fair is a little unique. We don't have a lot of the extra touristy attractions. We don't have a midway or grandstand events or anything like that. We really do solely focus on agriculture and what it is in our community. So something I'm looking forward to so much is just being back in the barns with my friends that I've either grown up showing along with, or they're new to the program and just trying to get their feet in the door. I'm just looking forward to being present at the livestock shows. Throughout FFA, I always judge livestock for my school. And that's one thing that I always did when I wasn't in a show, was I would livestock judge at our county fair. And that was another practice for me. So being in the arena, wearing my Switzerland County sash, just being the smiling face when the 4-H members walk out of the ring is something I'm looking so forward to.
I know that after you finish serving as Miss Switzerland County 2025, that you will be part of the Indiana State Fair Queen pageant coming up this next January. And that's something that I'm sure you have to be looking forward to as well in early 2026, Caitlin.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it, a little nervous because I'm not a huge pageant person. So I think with some help of friends and some mentors, I can maybe not embarrass myself up there, because I'm really just wanting to be an ambassador for agriculture. And if going to a state fair queen pageant is what I got to do that, I guess I'm willing. But yes, I am super excited. The lady in charge of my county's already been sending me some stuff regarding it and getting ready for it, even though it is 6 months away, but you can never have too much prep.
My guest is Caitlin Baker from Switzerland County here on Hoosier Ag Today. So what are your plans for this coming fall, Caitlin?
Yeah, I'm headed to Purdue University to study agriculture education and ag sales and marketing.
What advice would you give to other young ladies who may be looking to you now and They want to become an Indiana FFA state officer, and they want to be their local fair queen down the road.
I remember my FFA advisor, Miss Wainer, she mentioned the other day that if you love what you're doing, you won't have to be paid for it. And that's something that I want to live out. And I hope that young girls also want to live out, no matter what their dream is, because if you truly have a servant's heart and you want to live to serve, like the FFA motto says, living to serve, you can go so far. And it's an overwhelming joy seeing your service impacting other people. And, you know, maybe what you're doing isn't easy, or you struggle in certain areas, highs and lows, but in the end, it's for more than just you. And having that servant's heart is what's going to inspire other people and push you forward, because serving my community, serving the state of Indiana, has been the best experience. And I'm so excited to continue to serve and volunteer and be involved in whatever area I'm in, whether it's at Purdue or in Switzerland County or the state of Indiana, whatever that may be. Having a servant's heart and wanting to serve others is what's going to take you far in life. Opportunities may be scary, and it may be nerve-wracking to try something new or get out of your comfort zone. But if you never step out, because pageants were definitely out of my comfort zone. That is not something I would just do on a whim, or that is not my thing. But putting yourself out there, giving yourself the opportunity, giving yourself grace to try something new, because every opportunity leads to success. Whether you have some failures along the way, it leads to growth, and growth is the only way that you can improve and be a better person. So always put yourself out there, try everything you can, soak in every opportunity, because you never know what it'll lead to in the future.
Once again, Caitlin Baker from Switzerland County. She just wrapped up a year of service as Indiana FFA state treasurer, and she will now be reigning over the Switzerland County Fair as Miss Switzerland County 2025. And Caitlin, thank you so much for sharing your story with us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.